the thing that's kind of interesting about those first two games is that we played the first game of the day in Greensboro with that game against Seton Hall, and then the next game was Tennessee against Winthrop. And of course, we watched all the games that day, but we were sitting there, you know, with particular interest of the Tennessee Winthrop game, because that's who we were now going to play next. And we came out of that game thinking, I hope Tennessee wins.
Wow.
We had no idea about Winthrop and had no idea who Greg Marshall was, but Winthrop was to us the better team and a tougher matchup for Wichita State than Tennessee. And Tennessee won it in overtime or double overtime on a Chris Lofton almost falling out of bounds three in the corner. And then Wichita State went on to beat Tennessee. But that was our first exposure to Greg Marshall, and that was Jim Schaus, the athletic director at the time. That was his first look at Greg Marshall. And when Mark Turgeon left a couple of years later, that's who was at the head of his list. So that all started with those two games in Greensboro that day.